Jane Novak, New Jersey's stay-at-home mom, is an enemy of the state. The particular state is Yemen, where Novak's blog, Armies of Liberation, is considered by the government to be seditious propaganda, but by many Yemenis as a voice of freedom, transparency, and human rights. By stumbling upon the struggles of a persecuted journalist and championing his case, one housewife has bedeviled and shamed the oppressive regime. Novak's story is something like Aaron Brockovich meets Lawrence of Arabia, a saga that began in the wake of September 11th, when Novak, who had never written an article and knew next to nothing about the Middle East, wanted to do something.
I wanted to talk to the people there just as a normal American, as one parent to another, to at least start some kind of conversation.
Now, your blog took a kind of change in character a couple of years ago when you got on the case of a Yemeni journalist named Abdulkaram El-Khouani. First of all, how did you find out about him? And then tell me a little bit about his story.
I found out about him when I was reading the Yemeni newspapers, and I discovered that he had been arrested and imprisoned for his writings.
The stories that upset the Yemeni government concerned the government's fight with rebels in the north of the country. Al-Khouani went to the north, discovered mass graves and reported on them, and for that he has been persecuted, certainly prosecuted by the government. You started writing about him, and some extraordinary things began to happen.
Well, I began to write about his case, and then I began to do some research onto Yemen, and I discovered that it was entirely different than it I had thought it was and that it seemed to be. There is a four-year war going on in northern Yemen, where the government is engaged in indiscriminate bombing, and there's a lot of civilian casualties, and there's a blockade on food. And it's a near genocide, and in a way it's very similar to the situation in Sudan. Furthermore, the government is entirely corrupt. So when I started writing about that, it apparently crossed all the red lines in Yemen, because these articles were also published in Yemen in Arabic. And the Yemeni people were very happy to read them, but the Yemeni government was not.
Now, this was a capital case. He had written that he fully expected to be executed on charges of sedition. In fact, the sentence came in a few days ago, 6 years in prison. Then what happened?
What happened was the actual charge he was convicted on was undermining the morale of the military with a published article, and for that he received a six-year sentence. Journalist organizations around the world and the U.S. State Department immediately issued statements calling for this sentence to be overturned.
What further influence do you suspect that you may have?
Well, the influence that I've had on Al-Khouani's case is to entirely dispel the propaganda that he's a terrorist. They thought that by standing him next to some rebels that the world would buy that crazy concept, but everyone knows that he's not. He's a journalist. And to some degree, I think my efforts give the Yemeni people themselves a lot of hope, because they feel that someone can see them and someone is telling their story. People ask me, why did you pick Yemen? And the answer really is, Yemen picked me. When everyone started writing me hundreds of letters thanking me for being honest and saying the truth. So I just couldn't turn away from that.
Now, you have never met Abdulkaram Al-Khouani, but you have been in contact. When did you last communicate?
I received a letter from him the day before he was going to be sentenced. And he said, don't think I'm saying goodbye. Maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow. But it was a very hard letter to read, because he knew he was going to jail. And he said, at least if I'm going in, the world is going to know that I'm not a terrorist, I'm an innocent journalist, and thank you for that. But I haven't actually been able to read the letter. I just skimmed it, burst into tears, and got back to work.
A slight detour. I have to ask about your husband and your kids. Do you ever hear something like, Mom, enough with Yemen, I want some more, fill in the blank?
Sometimes, But my kids are very proud of me, and my husband as well, because I read them letters from the Yemenis, and they're very heart-rending statements of gratitude. This story shows what a person with civil rights and an internet connection can do, because all I'm doing is writing, talking, researching, and I'm trying to put out correct information about Yemen, and I've received thousands of letters thanking me for my efforts and asking me not to stop. And what's happening here is that the internet helped me punch a wall through the iron curtain that the Yemeni government tries to put up between its people and the rest of the world. And my husband in particular is entirely supportive of me. He understands that when there's like a riot in Yemen or Al-Hawani goes to jail, he may be eating pizza for 2 days, and he never gives me a hard time, and I couldn't never have done this without his strength backing me up.
All right, Jane. Thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure, Bob. Thank you.
Jane Novak is a housewife and blogger at armiesofliberation.com.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.